أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. This is ayah number 149 of Surah Al Imran, and this is the 16th يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran. We discussed yesterday that the discussion of the verses prior to the verse we discussed yesterday and the verses thereafter, Allah Ta'ala discusses intensely the battle of Uhud. We know the Islamic history that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had posted archers on the mountain pass, and when they saw victory coming their way, they understood that one important aspect will be to collect the booty. So they left the mountain pass. Khalid bin Walid found the opening, and then he came, and obviously at that time he was not a Muslim. And the entire scenario of the battlefield changed for the Muslims. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were helter-skelter. There was this rumor that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left this world, he has become shaheed. Many had lost heart. And in the midst of all of this, they were, most of the munafiqeen had left before the battle. But there were those that were still on the battlefield, and they began to say to the Muslims that why should we not go back to our old faith now, now that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not here, so that we don't have this type of conflict. Now that was a suggestion, that was a waswasa, that was a seed of nifaq that they were trying to sow into the hearts of the Sahaba. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, in tuti'ul ladina kafaru yaruddukum ala aqabikum, if you obey those who disbelieve, they shall turn you back on your heels. In other words, they will turn you out of the fold of Islam. فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ, then you will be losers, losers in this world and losers in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala, in the, some ayahs before, إِن تُطِيعُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, if you believe, if you obey the أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, the Yahud, the very same fate will be that they will turn you away from your deen. And here the amazing thing is that Allah Ta'ala has referred to the munafiqeen as alladhina kafaru, those who disbelieved. In other words, there was disbelief in their hearts, and hence Allah Ta'ala now responds. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, balillahu mawlakum. Nay, listen, Allah is your mawla. Allah Ta'ala is your protecting friend. Allah Ta'ala is your guardian. And it is very clear from here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves away our hearts from the makhluk, from the creation, direct to Allah ta'ala himself, the Khaliq. And this is, whether it is the battle of Uhud, whether it is a battle or no battle, this is the battle that a believer has all the time, is that the heart always, it gets inclined towards the makhluk, the creation. And the heart looks for solutions in the makhluk. And this is this message that Allah Ta'ala is giving us, that balillahu mawlakum, not only on the battle of Uhud, not only in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not only in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but all the time, every day, for every believer, Allah is the mawla, Allah is the guardian, Allah is the protecting friend. Wa huwa khairun nasirin. And then we are all looking for some kind of help. And Allah is saying, Allah is the best of helpers. We cannot find anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to move our focus away from the makhluk, from the creation. Move it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we put our full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about another very great kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. The Muslims have got this temporary defeat. They are helter-skelter. Some lost hope because they heard of the rumor with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quraysh had made inroads, but after they had done all of that, they mount the animals and they move towards Makkah. In fact, in one narration, some Sahaba had the concern and they said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what if these people move towards Medina? Medina is unguarded. All the Sahaba, or most of the Sahaba on the battlefield, some of them are wounded, some of them got shahadat, some of them have lost hope, they have lost courage. And if these people go to Medina unguarded, what is going to happen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was from the exceeding intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, watch them. If they mount their horses, then they're going to raid Medina. If they ride the camels, then they're going towards Makkah. So they rode the camels and Nabi alayhi salam was sure that they're going towards Makkah. Now what had happened? When they were en route to Makkah, they realized a missed opportunity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, that now when they left and went far, they realized that they should have attacked Medina, and Medina was absolutely unguarded at that time. So they sent a person that was traveling towards Medina, a Bedouin, with the news that they are coming back for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about this and Allah says, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا. Because of their shirk, because of their ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala, Allah says that we will soon cast in their hearts a ru'b. We cast the terror in their hearts. And it was because of the terror, they didn't have the guts, even thinking about it, they didn't have the guts to turn back. On this side, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets the news that there is something that is happening. He prepares Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, some of those injured Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who are unable to walk. They take the support of people on their left and their right hand side to stand up. They couldn't even walk, but they gave their name to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu advanced. And on this side, these people realizing the error were now struck with the terror and they could not go. Sahaba reached a place called Hamara ul Asad, and there they waited for the Quraysh to come back. But there was no courage to return anywhere near the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The important lesson we learn is that إِن تُتِيُعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخَابِكُمْ. If we become obedient and subservient to the whims and fancies of those who disbelieve, they are going to turn us away from the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Rather, we put our trust in Allah, the Khaliq, rather than having it in the makhluk. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.